Hey, good morning, Eastern Oregon, and welcome to this April 16th version of AM Live on EOA, your connection to Eastern Oregon on the EOA network. How are you, man?
Morning. Second Monday.
Second Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Second and Monday. The weather keeps, the mornings are cool, and hopefully it burns off
horrible.
In the afternoon.
Yeah. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better than raining or snowing. We know that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. I think there's still some cold weather, though, left.
Yeah. Man, there was a storm that rolled in the other night. Was that Sunday night? I can't remember. And it, like, looked like it was just going to bang like crazy. Just kind of fizzled out.
It was a false alarm.
Yeah.
I was hoping there was going to be lightning. And there was an Enterprise.
Yeah.
That was Sunday.
Yeah. There was a little bit of thundering and rumbling and lightning out in the valley, but
I didn't feel any here.
Yeah. It didn't really...
You see those protesters in Eugene?
Uh-huh.
Palestinian, Free Palestine protesters blocked the whole freeway.
Really? Wow.
I don't understand how that gets, you know what I mean? Like, you're stopping people from getting to work or to their family, or what if somebody's, like, got a family member in the hospital, or, you know, like,
yeah.
I don't get it. Like,
yeah, I'm kind of, I mean, I'm in that.
Don't block the freeway.
I agree. I mean.
There's other ways to protest.
Yeah, I don't mind people having free speech and doing what they need to do, but when it impacts people's
lives.
Well,
and like a 2,000-pound car versus a human,
Yeah.
It's pretty ballsy, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because there are some people, you know, during the Black Lives Matter protests in Eugene, somebody got ran over doing that.
Did they?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't.
I mean, I'm not going to run them over either, but it would, I mean, it just affects other people so much. Like, I don't understand why people would do that. Like, what if you got, like,
an ambulance?
Anything. Yeah. Like, an emergency or, you know, what if you're... parent is on their dying, you know, their deathbed in a hospital, and you're trying to get there before they die, and you got these yahoos blocking the freeway.
Yeah.
Not a fan of it. There's way other better ways to protest if you're upset about something.
Yeah.
Well, and they say, write a letter to the Senate.
Yeah. Well, and that's a mess right now. I tell you, the whole Middle East thing is just getting worse.
I don't pay too much attention to it.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, I just saw the headline news for Oregon was protesters. And then Gabe and I were having a conversation because they convicted a guy in Portland of his second murder. So he went to jail, prison, got out after murdering somebody, and then killed somebody else. So we were talking about, like, how America doesn't do the greatest job of classifying people while they're in prison because they don't have the... It costs a lot of money, you know, like, they don't have the time to find out if somebody's, like, truly unfit to be back in public.
Well, and that's hard because...
Yeah, people can fake it.
Well, and technically, I mean, if you go to prison, then when you're done, you've paid your debt for whatever it is that you did, you know, and you shouldn't have to... continue to wear that badge over and over again, but clearly whatever happened didn't work there.
Could you imagine though, say like it was your sister or brother or
right.
mom and dad that got murdered and the guy's back out and he does it again?
Yeah.
You're just like, really?
Well, it is interesting. One thing that's going on across all of America that is common both in rural and in urban is people are just, they're tired of the crime, whatever that might be. I mean, they want more. They want something. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. On a brighter note, do you want to do sports?
Let's do it. AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. Go see them. They have a great selection of American-made home furnishings. They want to make you comfortable in your own home. LeGrand Baseball got both of their games on Friday against Ontario, 16-6 and 13-8. That brought their record this year to 6-5, and they're 3-1 in the GOL, which is pretty good. I mean, it's better than I thought we were going to do so far. The true test is coming this Friday at home, doubleheader against Pendleton, which is big-time GOL games, and that'll start at 2 o'clock. LeGrand Softball stayed perfect on the season with two wins over Ontario. They were down 2-0 going into the third, and they come back and win game one, 8-2, and then they pitched a shutout in game two, 7-0. They are, like I said, they haven't lost, and I'm assuming that they're probably going to win the UL. We'll know for sure where they stand on Friday when they play Pendleton here, which, you know, BC, I'm a huge opponent to playing those games at the same time. I hate it. I don't think that there should be softball and baseball going at exactly the same time because there's no cross mingling. You know what I mean? Like, parents and players can't go watch the other team. And not to mention, if they play on Sam Markham or if they play on the field close to the baseball field, foul balls, man, that's dangerous. I've never seen anybody get hit, but I mean, you're in the middle of a game and a foul ball from the other field could just dome you.
Yeah.
EOU Women's Lacrosse had senior day on Saturday up at Community Stadium versus Corbin. They ended their season winless. Well, I think they have one more game on the road, but they lost to Corbin 23-9. It's just tough. The lacrosse just really hasn't taken hold here. I don't know if it's a recruiting thing. We've had two coaches. I mean, it's a mystery. I kind of feel like maybe lacrosse isn't really a rural sport. And it's just really hard to catch on in a small area. EOU track and field had a good weekend. TJ Davis won the men's 110 high hurdles at the NNU invite. Speaking of Davis, he's back in action. And this is more than a year after he won his national championship in the heptathlon in the indoor season. And he's going to try to qualify for nationals in the decathlon, which he was expected to win last year in outdoor. But he got hurt, so he's been out since then. Until, you know, on multis wise, he's had a couple different injuries, but he's looking to win the CCC. The multis are this Thursday and Friday right here at EOU, along with the EOU Open. So there's lots of track and field on this weekend up at EOU. EOU baseball lost 3 out of 4 this weekend at home to OIT. Hey, I'm happy getting 1 out of 4 against OIT, honestly. OIT's nationally ranked, and this baseball team for EOU has come strides this year. I mean, they've won, I think, 5 times as many games as last year, and they're getting 1 out of 4 against OIT, where last year they would have never even come close to winning a game. Sunday was senior day, and as that was the last home games of the season for the Mountie baseball team. EOU softball won 3 out of 4 and took the CCC series 2-1 this weekend over Carroll College. Kaylee Hoskins threw a complete game shutout in game one. Imagine that. How many times? This is the 6th time this year she's been CCC Pitcher of the Week. It's crazy. She threw 11 innings, 25 strikeouts, and didn't give up a run. Again, she leads the nation in ERA. She leads the nation in strikeouts per 9. She leads the nation in batting average against. And she's going to be... The way that things are going, she's going to be the NAIA National Pitcher of the Year, and we've never had one of those at EOU.
That'd
it's
be
pretty awesome. They host Bushnell this weekend for 4 games, 2 on Friday, 2 on Saturday. Saturday will be senior day, as this is the last home games of the season for this softball team. Here is a look at the schedule at EOU this week, courtesy of EOU Athletics.
All righty.
Yeah, AM Sports Report brought to you by Northwest Furniture and Mattress. Big red rocking chair on Elm off Adams and LeGrand.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
No, exciting. So this is their last home game, last game.
Home games this weekend.
This Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty exciting for them. They're good, man.
They're
going to, as long as they, it's tough. So they have two weekends worth of games left. Bushnell at home, Southern on the road. If they win out, they're CCC champs in the toughest conference in the whole country.
Wow.
We're talking the last 3 national champions. We're talking 2 teams ranked in the top 10, which we should be. We just don't get any love. I mean, because we beat OIT 2 out of 3. We beat Simpson 2 out of 3, like 2 teams in the top 5. And we're still sitting at 15th with only, you know, like 5-6 losses on the season. OIT had 6 losses in the first week, and they're ranked number 5 in the country. So it is what it is. That's kind of how, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of how it rolls for EOU. Yeah.
All righty. Well, let's take a look at outside.
Let's do it.
And yeah, the wind's blowing. The wind was blowing a little bit yesterday too. Last night it was kind of, I don't know.
It was a little chilly this morning. Yeah. 30. It was in the 30s when I left.
Yeah. And then let's take a look at the weather. So 50, 51 today.
Ooh,
it's supposed to get cold tonight under freezing. Yeah. And so, yeah, so for the rest of the weekend, it's going to be down around freezing at night.
And then next Monday, it's going to get all the way back up to 70. That's San Diego weather right there, 70 degrees. I can live. I'd rather it be hotter myself, like I want in the 90s, but 70s livable.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Well, today we have Jason Isaacson and Sarah
Marcotte.
Yeah, that's right. I always mispronounce that. Sarah Marcotte is the executive director of La Grande Main Street downtown. And nice to have you guys with us today. And today we're talking about the La Grande community cleanup, which is this Saturday. And the La Grande Main Street downtown and Rotary has kind of coordinated in the past, or at least have had events on the same day. And so we're trying to make that happen again, although it's been a little scattered. That's how it just always is, putting these things together. And so how are you guys today?
I'm doing great.
How yeah.
You? Doing really well, thanks.
Yeah. So Jason, tell us what you do. I know what you do. You work for Carpet One, mm-hmm. and you probably, as Kyle was talking about sports, you were like, I know you're really into sports also. In particular, your daughter recently was the very first state champion.
Yeah, for La Grande High School Wrestling, girls wrestling.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just got back from the U.S. Marine Corps Women's National Tournament, freestyle tournament in Spokane. She had a bracket of 128, which is pretty impressive, with 13 national ranked kids. And she won 2, lost 2. It was a good experience for her. So,
wow.
Got to wrestle number 13 in the nation. That was exciting.
Yeah.
Not really for us, but for the other girl. But it was a good time.
Yeah. Well, cool. And so, you've coordinated. I'm president of La Grande Rotary. You are past president of La Grande Rotary. And so you've coordinated this, the Rotary side of the cleanup.
Yeah, since
2020. A couple of different times. Yeah.
So when Tucker Billman took over as president, then I stepped in for that. But with 2020 happening, the community cleanup, the momentum we had gained kind of died out that year, and we've just been trying to piece it back together and get it back to its, you know, glory of what it was 2019.
Yeah.
So
why don't we start? Tell us what's happening on the Rotary side this week, this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend we're going to be meeting at 8 a.m., and volunteers are welcome. We've had more than one year where people came from the community to help clean up. Our goal is to clean up as much garbage and roadside trash as we can from Les Schwab out to the truck stop in that area. We've got Les Schwab's donated tire bags for us to put trash in, and so we'll have EOU's football team's going to be helping us out. We also have the women's basketball team that are volunteered to be there as well. And we'll be cleaning up the road. ODOT's got us lined out with all of the roadside signage that we need to be safe. And then Woodgrain has donated money for PPE in the past few years. And so we have vests, we have gloves, we have, you know, all those necessary things to keep people safe. And so we'll be cleaning that roadside garbage up from 8 to noon. And then Les Schwab is also, we're working with them to take tires from the community. La Grande Rotary is going to sponsor people's first 4 tires. And then that need to be, you know, light truck, car size tires. And then...
Without rims. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and after that, though, if people have more than that, they can pay $3 a tire without rims, and $5 a tire with rims if they have more to donate. I think last year we had a gentleman show up with around 100 tires.
He'd been saving for an event like this. Yeah.
That was like, it was like a Christmas day for us. So.
Yeah. So, well, awesome. Yeah. And, Cool. All right. And Sarah.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell us kind of, tell us on the take that you're kind of doing something different a little bit than what we've done. It's kind of a cleanup beautification.
It is cleanup and beautification. Yeah. And so basically what we're going to be doing, oops, my microphone fell.
That's all right.
So basically what we're going to be doing is, we're going to be cleaning up. We're going to be picking up trash. But we're also going to have goats there. Liz Turner, the compost chick, who runs a great service where she encourages people to put out their food waste so it can be composted, is going to be there with two goats, Minnie and Pearl, and they're going to be help us as we're weeding out flower beds and planters and such, and putting in hot new native plants. And native plants are great. This right here is a Blue Mountain Pentstemon, and it's got these beautiful little beautiful little purple flowers here. It is a native plant, so it withstands all the unusual weather conditions that Eastern Oregon can put out for it. And it attracts pollinators, which is really important. This one specifically, it's a lot of bees, butterflies, and there's a lot of hummingbird. The red-throated hummingbird tends to like this one a lot. So we're putting those out to try and help boost the ecosystem around here. We're also going to be washing windows on storefronts, sweeping up storefronts, whatever people are going to want. And our start time is 9 a.m., which if you want a little later start time, you can come to us. And we're going to be at one. I'm not trying to steal people.
No, it's okay. It's all right.
It's a community effort.
It is a community effort. And we're going to be at 102 Depot Street, 9 a.m. So come on in. I've been having people call so that I can get kind of an idea of how many people are coming. But if you just want to show up the day of, if you just want to pet goats, if you just want to help plant flowers, if you just want to like be kind of part of the energy and hang out, that's okay too. We'd love if you helped though.
Yeah.
But 102 Depot Street, the Main Street headquarters, and just come on in and lend us a hand. That would be great.
And so, where are you gonna plant the plants?
So a couple people, we have been running a Sponsor a Native Plant program where you can pay $30 and we give you the plant and the dirt and you tell us where to put it. A couple people have donated, some people have asked for the plant to be put in their window planters in front of their business.
Okay.
Some people have asked that like you just take these plants and you put them wherever a plant is needed. So we'll be going along the street asking people with planters, would you like a new plant? Would you like to freshen it up a little bit? Where there's tree wells that don't have anything growing in them that aren't really yet blooming or attended, we'll ask the property owner if they would like some plants in there, and we'll put a plant in there. And we got quite a few different native plants. And if you show up, I'll give you a little bit of an education course on each plant. We're also in Reynolds Park, going to have U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service officer, biologist, not officer, Patrick Gower, and he is going to be talking a little bit about native plants, farming, things like that that have to do with the agricultural world and ecology.
And which park is that?
Yeah, I've never heard of Reynolds Park.
Okay, a lot of people don't know about this. We have a pollinator park. It's a little pocket park.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and it is behind the Reynolds building. So if you're on Washington Street.
So it's kind of right across from the Press Room Coffee.
It's right across from the Press Room Coffee if you're on Washington Street.
Yeah.
And so during the winter it looks brown because the plants are going dormant.
Yeah.
But we've cleaned up all what it's called the duff underneath, all that loose leaf and stuff like that that falls down during the colder months. We clean all that up. We've made the seed bed available. And now the plants, now that they're getting warmer weather, are turning green. Some of them are blooming. So they're coming back to life. And that's the life cycle of a native plant is it kind of goes dormant and then it comes back to what we would call like back to life. It's been alive the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's why native plants are kind of a great choice, because in the past we've put plants in like planters and flower beds and they die because people just don't have enough time to tend to them. Well, these ones you don't really have to tend too much to them.
Yeah.
They're just designed to be in the elements.
Yeah. So. And I think you did a video on social media I mean, it looked like you had quite a few plants.
We got. They're in my Kia right now. They're in the trunk. The whole trunk is filled with plants and gloves and potting gear and stuff like that. We went to actually Plant Works, and that's in Cove. It's a beautiful nursery in Cove, and they have so many native plants, and it changes all throughout the year. So as we go into fall, they'll have like more blanket kind of flowers and stuff like that. And so it's their selection is amazing. They have great plants, and I was really lucky that I was able to find them, because that's exactly the kind of plants I was envisioning bringing into Le Grand, so that we don't have to worry too much. And also, if you get a chance and you're in front of 102 Depot, check out our planter, because I put a planter there that is all native plants. We're going to have some signs done by We Wallaby Creative that give you a little bit of information about each plant and what they did. And we actually had one of the students at the theater school next door donate a daffodil that they picked. They just stuck it in there. I'm not sure they knew it wasn't going to survive, but we left it there just out of respect, for because we thought it was a nice gesture. So
this is 102 Depot.
102 Depot Street, 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's the Le Grand Main mm-hmm. Street office, mm-hmm. which is right across the street from the sub shop, mm-hmm. for those people that might not know where that's at.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It is.
Well, cool. Mm-hmm. So Jason, in the past, how much trash do people collect along that? I mean,
yeah,
I would imagine there's a...
two years ago, I think we were about 4,000 pounds that we picked up along the roadside. Yeah. We had mattresses, TVs, all sorts of things that I assume blow out of people's vehicles or whatever else, you know, just a main right. thoroughfare. So there's been a large collection effort in the past. We've typically gone up Cove Avenue over McAllister as well as the Union Highway. Mm-hmm. This year we're putting a focus on Union Highway. We didn't get as much done last year as we really wanted to. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to knock out as much as we can. That tends to be the worst area of the three.
Yeah.
So
what's the weirdest thing that's ever been found? Like body parts, anything weird?
No body parts. Unfortunately, we do get a few needles.
Needles in the bathroom here before.
Yeah. Not as many, but I thought the TV was interesting, actually.
Yeah,
that
is. That don't just out.
And it wasn't a small one. It was like, you know, 70 inches or something. It was a big
flat
one.
Screen?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was impressive.
Yeah.
I would have probably gone back
it
for that
It could have blown
one.
Out. You know, it it's possible, but
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and that is, you mentioned it, but that Waste Pro, the collection, the trash collection thing is right there. So mm-hmm. then as people drive, different stuff blows out.
And sure.
Yeah. So, no, that's I can imagine. And that's pretty interesting. And in you know, talking about the needles and the sharps, so mm-hmm. their Le Grand Police Department does have, they do have a drug tax take back day that's coming. And Gary Bell was here the other day and we talked about that. Mm-hmm. That event is happening down the road a little yeah. bit. But today, this Saturday, there also is an opportunity for people to drop, I don't know, talk about what
yes,
else. Yeah,
absolutely. Now, it's not just this Saturday, but we're encouraging people, if you're in that mindset this Saturday, take your expired drugs, and we're talking about medication that's not over-the-counter, so not aspirin. Like, if you had dental surgery and you don't need the rest of your painkillers, we're encouraging you to take them to Red Cross, and they have a way to dispose of that. They have a disposal unit for you. No sharps, but they do have a sharps disposal area as well. So if you want to bring that would be great. We'd love for people to take advantage of that. That is there all year round, okay. but on this day, we're saying, like, please just take advantage of it. Please be aware of that. Then we're also, talk to Ace, and if you come to the 102 Depot Street, I can give you some pamphlets about disposing of your paints. I think we all have like painting projects where we have leftover paint. Well, you can get those paints recycled, and I have a little pamphlet that tells you basically they're not taking aerosols, the paint has to be liquid. There's a couple little rules and stuff like that, but Ace is going to take your used paint. And also, if you have clothes that don't fit you anymore, or clothes that you're just not into anymore, something like that, there's Bugs and Butterflies, there's Community Kindness, there's Royal Clothers. They would all be very happy to accept donations of used clothes. I know that Community Kindness also takes furniture, things like that. So yeah. if you have stuff like that, the 20th would be a great day to just give that to somebody who might want that, somebody who could use it. There's a lot of people who are disadvantaged and could definitely use a new outfit for maybe for a job interview or something like that. So
yeah,
why not share the love?
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is cool. This is a cool event, and spring is always crazy busy for me, and so this event has been a little bit. I mean, you and I started talking a long time ago about us connecting Rotary and Main Street, and we have in the past. And big shout out. You might talk, Jason, about big shout out to EOU and the volunteers that are going to be a part of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible what EOU does for the community as far as community cleanup, this community cleanup day. 2 years ago, when we picked up the 4,000 pounds, it lined up just perfectly with EOU's schedule. And we had our initial crew had to have been between 60 and 70 participants, and then we had a second wave that came in a little later in the day, and they were 30 or 40. We had 100 volunteers. That's a day that they really cleaned an enormous amount up on all three roads. That was our main focus that year. We hadn't got back to tires and other things yet, but EOU continues to be a phenomenal supporter of the program. We appreciate the coaches and the athletes, administration, and our liaison. Has changed now, but the people who help us set it up and get it going has been phenomenal, and we just really appreciate the EOU community. They do a fantastic job of supporting the community and being out there. So
yeah, and
I think they have. I think there's a requirement for athletes at EOU, and I think they have to do 40 hours a year in community service. So
they're looking for opportunities for their
And Coach Camp does a really good job of, the high school called me one time and they needed somebody run the chains for a game. All I do is text those shoes, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
A kid's cleats blew out at East-West Shrine practice and he's 4.5 hours away from home and he needs some cleats, and Camp gives me a pair of brand new cleats to give the kid. What I mean? It's just, they're phenomenal for sure.
Yeah. And in the past, kind of in the heyday of when LeGrand Rotary was doing this, we also coordinated and had some of those big dumpsters from Waste Pro, so people could dispose of their old barbecues or dispose of whatever the case might be. Yeah,
we had several. One over, I guess it's, I'm not really sure which street that is. I know it's whatever Monroe melds into as you continue west there. I think it becomes about 7 different streets if you follow GPS through there.
Yeah.
But we had a big dumpster over there and one other place in LeGrand.
We had one out in Island City.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you guys put a metal scrap bin for people to donate metal to?
I don't know that.
If you're talking about a barbecue, you can take that out to B&K and make money from it a little bit, but not if you had maybe a container that was for metals only. Right. That's just money you could throw back into the program.
Yeah, and City Garbage will also take metal free. There's no charge on it, so gotcha. you don't make anything on it, but they do take all metals free.
Yeah.
Back then, I'm not sure how they separated things out. I know that we had anything like paint that was brought, we had a separate collection for that. We were trying to separate things out and make sure that we fit City Garbage's
rules. Point, we are not doing that this year.
But we're not.
But the point is that, if there are other organizations out there that want to, normally what we try and do is pick a Saturday that is close to Earth Day, and Earth Day is, I don't know, when is that?
It's 22nd, I think.
The 22nd, And so, so a year from now, we'll be doing the same thing, and if there are other organizations that want to throw in and be a part of this, then, then it becomes a multi-county, multi-thing, and the county what I learned is the county, Union County, has funds that they will give each city matching funds. And so then if a city wants to have a cleanup day and they want to spend, then the county will match up to $2,000 of that funding. And so then in the future, you know, then maybe if you had a city who wanted to have a dumpster, for instance, mm-hmm. and that, you know, disposing of metal and all of that stuff, there's cost associated with that, you know. And so then some of that matching funds or some of the funds that they raise. Anyhow, the point is we really have, if we work together and coordinate in the future a little better, we just really have the opportunity to do something that is really impactful.
Yeah, and we used to have some of the high school clubs would come out and help in those times, and we had quite a few different opportunities for service from many of the organizations. We've had scout troops jump in, you know, things like that.
So. Right, yeah, and it seems like those individual groups were like, they would do yard cleanup for people mm-hmm. and different, you know, on that day they would just kind of make a concerted effort to beautify individual neighborhoods or to, you know.
Yeah, and we had a request from a community member that we look at the road Geckler, where it runs from the Union Highway up towards EOU. You know, the biggest problem we have right now is volunteers.
Yeah.
Having more people involved gives us more opportunity to serve and get more of that done around LeGrand. So,
yeah.
You know, we would love to do that. It's just really getting the bodies and the time. So.
Yeah.
The man hours.
Yeah, so if you want to be involved, then so the LeGrand Rotary Cleanup is going to start at 8 o'clock, and mm-hmm. the staging area is...
We're going to meet at Les Schwab's.
As Les Schwab. That's where the parking lot is going to be. And then if you want to help plant or help clean up downtown, then that's going to begin at 9 o'clock.
9 a.m.?
9 a.m.
We'll go until 1, but you're welcome to stay as long as you need to stay.
Yeah. So. And hopefully it'll be, what was the weather looking like on Saturday? I can't remember.
But I thought it was nice.
Didn't look bad.
Yeah.
Hopefully overcast for people like me who burned, you know, just by thinking about it. So.
That's right. I was on the beach with you in El Salvador.
Yeah, I'll start glowing after about 5 minutes. So.
That's
like
right.
A lobster.
Yeah, you were shirtless for about 15 minutes, and that's it.
It was over.
Yeah.
And one thing to just for everybody knows, anybody who does come along, I mean, we do have PPE for everybody. We've got vests of different sizes. We've got gloves.
Yeah.
You know, so if somebody wants to jump in and help, we have that. Yeah. ODOT also provides some of those grabbers, you know, for so you don't have to bend down and pick things up. We get some of those for them too. So anybody who's willing and able, we would love to have them there.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, and I want to mention that. So we had a show. It must have been the middle of February, and we talked about our El Salvador trip. Joel Meyer was mm-hmm. on the trip, and then we had a couple of. But you were on that trip with me.
Yeah.
And you'd been to El Salvador before.
Yeah,
this was
before.
My first trip. Yeah. And what an amazing journey that was. And
yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. And so we're still working on a video for that, and we're going to be talking about that more. So
yeah, you just can't. It's hard to share and help people understand the impact that LeGrand Rotary is helping to make in El Salvador, mm-hmm. and to see those kids and the change they make from the first time you meet them to later on. I haven't been down as many times as Joel. You know, he's been able to see these kids enter the program to graduation, mm-hmm. and just amazing to see the blessing it is in their lives. You know, it's crazy that LeGrand, you know, can make that big of a difference in El Salvador.
Yeah. And you and I were impressed by Artie. Is that
oh,
her
yeah.
name?
Yeah. Artie.
Yeah, and you came back and immediately raised funds for, I mean, just tell that story briefly. Cause
yeah, Artie, she's one of the now graduates, and she entered the program. One of the requirements in the program is that people, they teach somebody to read. And so she teaches not one, she teaches 60. And her sisters run a Saturday-Sunday school for kids in their neighborhood, and they show up and they do art and they do reading and writing and all these things, and we got to meet part of that class, and it was really cool. Anyway, she had four students that she really wanted in the program that that we have, and the funds weren't there. And so when I came back, I talked with Carpet One specifically, and one of our one of my sales pros, her family put up, they donated enough for one person, and Carpet One picked up the other three, and we were able to put those four kids into school this year and into the program.
Yeah.
So cool. It was an awesome turnaround.
Yeah.
Blessing for those kids.
Well, and describing her as starting a school in her yard, until you see it, it is, I mean, this is an adobe house with a, with a tin roof, with a dirt floor, and the school is, it's just a dirt, it's a dirt yard,
with
an outhouse just right there on the edge of where they have, I mean, it is.
A couple skinny dogs and a few trees.
Yeah, and it's, you just have to think that, like, this, the poverty, I mean, what we would just call absolute poverty, that, I mean, does not stop. It's just this exclamation mark of, like, you can still pass education on to someone else, even if you're in what we call poverty.
Yeah, and if you look
at... that's the thing, it's just phenomenal. Yeah,
and you look at the... when I went several years ago, we went to one of the past students, and she's now graduated. She's got a law degree, actually. And knowing her story, where her and her mother were squatting in a field that wasn't belong to them, in a shack made out of bamboo, with no food, with no bed, nothing. And to see that she's progressed to the point now where she's been able to purchase a home for them. They had a refrigerator, a nice one. They had they were selling eggs and stuff out of the back. You know, to see the complete change in her family, you know, it really did change her stars. And to see her continue to progress, she's now paying the way for her brothers to go through school.
Yeah.
And so it's an incredible blessing to see what can be done. Honestly, not that much. The funding is about $350 a year per student.
Yeah.
And you know, you figure that out. You divide by 12. What is that?
It's like about $35 a month or something like that. Yeah. He's the math dude.
I was drifting. I didn't even hear. I was thinking about something else.
Yeah. 300 divided by 12 is.
Oh, 24.
Yeah, 350 divided by 12. So
it's in that $30 range.
It's right
less than 40.
It's just under $30.
Yeah. So,
I mean, that's not. What is that? Three, maybe four coffees a month.
Yeah.
You can make that much of a difference in a person's life and a family's life is pretty amazing.
Yeah, and what that money goes to, I mean, their education, their school, we kind of went off a rabbit trail, but it's something that I know you and I are super passionate about.
Yeah.
You know, they go to public school, so the school is paid for, but getting to high school is a challenge. And so that $30 a month goes primarily to paying for their bus fare to get. And bus fare is a pickup with stock racks and a bunch of people standing. It can be from that to actually a bus, you know.
And a lot of those girls talk about how their morning starts way early. They've got an hour and a half to 2 hour bus ride. They go to school. They're there for 8 to 12 hours. And then they've got another, you know, 2 hour ride home.
Yeah.
And so that $30 helps fill that gap that their family cannot. Most kids are recruited quickly into earning money to be able to help support the family. You know, we didn't get to see it this last time, but 2 years ago we got to see the parents come in and testify of the blessing that it's been to their family to have their kids in it. And they discourage their children from continuing an education because they wanted them to, you know, go ahead and work and to start helping the family's finances.
Right.
And now the one mother can read, and she's seeing the blessings that this is to her family, and she just can't say enough good about it. So
when we were on one of those day trips, we stopped by a restroom, and the restroom was being monitored by a young girl who was of high school age, but she wasn't going to high school, and she was gathering a quarter from everyone that was using the restroom. Mm-hmm. And that was it. That was her, that was the beginning of her earning career, you know.
Selling toilet paper.
Yeah, and it was like super, I don't know, it was like this, again, an exclamation mark of like, this is what we're trying to prevent and help, you know. So
yeah,
anyhow.
Yeah, you know, that's two of the things that LeGrand Rotary works on. You know, we have the Daddy-Daughter Dance, which actually helps support those programs.
Yep.
There's been a few other things that LeGrand Rotary does every year that I think makes a big impact in our communities.
Yep.
And, you know, always looking for people who are interested in being part of that.
Absolutely.
We need members.
Yeah. Hey, thank you for doing the thing that I'm supposed to be doing. I appreciate
Welcome.
It. Yeah.
Well, it's easy to believe in once you start seeing that life change. It's not hard to put a little effort
yeah.
in to see that. So.
It really is. Okay, so before we quit, one more time. So tell them where they can come.
102 Depot Street, the LeGrand Main Street downtown home office. Come in there 9 a.m. We're going to do a little meetup. We're going to get everybody all set up and decide what our territory is going to be, what we're going to be doing for the day. And the goats are going to be there. The native plants are going to be there. Pat Gower from U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is going to be there. So why not you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Good pitch. You'd think you'd had experience on TV or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
8 a.m. West Schwab.
Okay.
We'll have your PPE. Just come prepared to pick up trash and have a good time. We always enjoy it. A lot of laughter, a lot of fun. Got people circling back and forth, picking up garbage bags that are full, divvying out more, and, you know, just enjoying the day.
Yeah. Cool. All righty. Thank you guys so much for coming on today. Really appreciate it. Yeah,
my pleasure.
This was way more entertaining than me just saying, hey, this Saturday we're having it. Yeah. So. All right.
Let's get us out of here.
Take us away, man.
On this day, April 16th, 1861, U.S. President Abraham Lincoln outlaws business with the Confederate States. On this day in 1900, the U.S. Post Office issued the first book of postage stamps. What is that, 124 years ago today?
Yeah. Do you know what postage costs right now?
No, I don't know.
It's like, it's 87 cents, I think, for a first-class stamp, and it's getting ready to go up.
It used to be like 20 when I was a kid.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. 1929 on this day, New York Yankees become the first Major League Baseball team to permanently feature numbers on their backs. When they first started wearing numbers, it designated the batting order, believe it or not. Yeah, so the number one was the number one hitter. Yeah. 2018, Kendrick Lamar is the first rapper and non-classical or jazz musician to win the Pulitzer Prize for music, which is crazy. That took till 2018 for that to happen. That's nuts to me, really. 2020, 22 million Americans filed for unemployment in 4 weeks.
Wow.
Wiping out 9.5 years of job gains in 4 weeks. That's crazy. On this day, the number one song in America in 1974 is Benny and the Jets.
But Benny and the Jets.
That's what the picture says. And then the quote of the day comes from George Fox. Be still and cool in thine own mind and spirit. One more time. Be still and cool in thine own mind and spirit.
All right.
Yeah. That's all we got.
Yeah. Thank you guys for being with us this morning. So this community cleanup this week, this weekend, 8 and 9 o'clock. So we'll see you guys soon.
See you on Tuesday.
All right.
Or Thursday.